With Miss Latoya Williams. Welcome to the show, Latoya. How you doing?
Thank you. Let's talk some shit, honey.
Let's get to it. Now, I kicked it off. I kicked the show off with Fallen Star because that was the introduction of you to the world. And
yes,
that
it was,
you know, that was interesting. Yeah, now for me, I can, you know, when it's good music, I can tell you where I was. I used to work, come home, depressed, but late at 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so one night I cooked and I saw this video. This sister, it was like a real vintage video. They took it back, y'all took it back to the 70s. And as soon as you start singing, I sat up in my lazy boy and said, who the hell is this?
What you say?
I've been a fan, I've been in love ever since.
Thank you.
Yes, I've been waiting, like I said, I've been waiting to do this. When I used to write for a magazine when I lived in Chicago, and I wanted to interview you then, but I didn't have any idea how to get in touch with you or anything.
Right.
But now I got you. I got you now, baby.
You got me, honey. I'm here for life.
So we're going to talk about Latoya's career. We're going to talk about her new project coming out. And let me tell y'all something, because y'all know I don't fuck. If she couldn't sing, she wouldn't be here. So y'all know this. Her new project, I heard some of the tracks. Listen, y'all, the little soulful singing. I'm going to play a couple of tracks for y'all. Y'all
yes.
Gonna be in love. Yes, now. All right, so let's jump into it. So now, well, first we do this thing I call Tea with Kyrie. And, you know, we just talk
okay.
about what's going on in the world. And, you know, I can get, you know, celebrities, you all, they really only watch. I don't know why people just like you all to talk about y'all music or whatever, and music, period. You all are human beings. You all are part of the world. So, you know, you have a say in what's going on. So
yes, we do.
Exactly. You said, like me, you love reality TV. Now, what shows do you watch?
I watch Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, New York, L.A. I watch Atlanta Housewives. I watch Orange County the Housewives, Beverly Hills Housewives. Yeah, I watch all of them. Chicago, the Chicago Inc. Yeah, all
yes.
that.
Okay. So, you know, Married to Medicine starts soon. I think it's on Friday.
Yes, Married to Medicine.
Yeah, that's coming up soon. I heard they got some couple new characters. That's good. That's going to be good. I can't wait to see it. So, Quan, I was really disappointed with Quan. I hate to see Black Love, you know, just fall apart.
I know.
I really disappointed with Quan, her husband. Yes. But
oh, I know.
Simone and her husband got back together. I was that made my day because I did not want to see them fall apart. I'm like, y'all could work this out.
Yeah, and I think the sweetest thing about the whole cast wanted them to get back together. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody
was cool. Yeah.
And it was good because in the show, Dr. Jackie, her husband got back together. Which I was happy. Now, some people were like, she should have left him. He did it, and then she left. But I always say, and I'll see if you agree with me, every couple goes through some
mm-hmm.
type of bullshit. And it's just about,
right.
for me, it's about working things out. You know, some people want to leave at the site, the first thing that happens. Oh, my God, he scratched me by accident. I'm leaving, packing up. Silly shit.
Right.
Why you can't work it out? That's my thing, like, work the shit out.
Right. But see, Dr. Jackie, she made it clear. She said, you know, she clearly didn't want to be with anyone else. And she didn't want to
mm-hmm.
start over with learning someone else all over again. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
takes a lot. You know? So just deal with what you have, work it out, and live and push it through, you know?
That's what I said. Listen, I hope y'all heard that. I hope y'all take heed to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about pushing through. But another thing is, but see, their relationships are played out for the world. I would want my shit played out for the world. Just,
listen,
you know.
And that's the hardest thing about all of that. You know, you got all these women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your man is a celebrity now, ugly or cute. Them girls are out there, and they waiting. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
That's part of the whole industry. That goes on with all the celebrities, you know? You know, it's hard for men to be faithful. It's hard for men to
yeah.
be faithful. It's too much temptation out there. So you got to, you know, live a reality. You know, like, listen, he ain't going to be strong all the time. You know what I'm saying? He might go out
mm-hmm.
with his boys and drink a little bit and go to the strip club and hang out and do something. He ain't got nothing. You know your man better
right.
than the world do. You know? So that
exactly.
part.
Exactly. Right. It says she did, but he was like, she didn't know who I was. I'm like, she didn't know who I was. I'm like, that's some bullshit. She knew damn well who you were.
Exactly. Yes, honey. She knew. Yes. Honey,
and we're going to have, right, now they're going to have some new people on, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, that's the only Housewives franchise that I watch in Atlanta. So,
what
they're going to have new people. Somebody got replaced Kenya. Kenya has been asked not to return.
Oh, is that true?
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Coco. Do you think
what?
That Kenya is really pregnant? Do you think Kenya is really pregnant?
I do think she's pregnant. I saw the pictures of the baby bump, and she has a pregnant face right now. You know what I'm saying?
I see the latest pictures because I'm like the only one. You said the same thing Coco said. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, okay.
she has that pregnant face. You know, the first trimester, the little chubby face
mm-hmm.
and everything. And Kenya's a workaholic. You know, she works out. So, yeah, we
right.
believe she's pregnant. And if she is,
okay.
I'm happy for her. That girl needs someone to love, you know?
Yeah, and if she is, I am happy. Yes, ma'am. So,
yes,
well, if she is, But I
know.
If it was a fifth, we would all be drunk. But
I hope it works out for her, you know, because she is older, so, you know, she just has to be careful.
Listen, I said, well, do it. So, I'm going to branch out from reality. No, I'm staying right here. I'm staying this way. So now you said you are loving hip hop at Hollywood.
is it your phone working out or is it mine?
Probably your cell phone. Let me see. I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Sorry. Now, because you said love and hip hop, Hollywood, and you said about men not being faithful. But now you said men not being faithful. Now it's a woman. So that's not.
Her, baby, listen. Did she do that or not? Let me tell you. With his homeboy. Now that was cold, baby. That was cold. Oh, I think you're going in and out again, Kyrie. Hello? The devil is a lie. He need to get off of this thing on airway, honey. I'm trying to do an interview. You get out of here, Satan.
Right. Oh, my God. Now, what is going on? All of a sudden on this show. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little.
Shit. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, here I sit. I feel like I'm on a commercial.
Going in and out.
Damn.
Is it me?
What the hell? Wait, hold on.
And I'm outside, so I know it can't be me. I'm outside.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, now. This might be my girl, okay. It better not be these beats as much as I pay for these things. Shit.
Listen.
Let me tell you something about this show. It's always happening. Every week is going to fuck up. Okay. So, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Now, you talk about men being faithful. That's, what's it? Lyrica. Now, Lyrica allegedly has slept with Safari.
Listen to me, baby. She did. Do you hear me? Oh, my goodness. That thing right there, I had to repeat. I have a little VBR thing to repeat. I had to repeat that thing like, baby, she really did that. Hello? Oh, my God. Is it my phone? It can't be my phone. Kyrie. Can you hear me? Come on, phone. Hello?
Girl, that was my phone. Damn, can you hear me now?
Baby, come on now.
Girl, that was my phone. It said coffee. I don't know if it's Sprint or what's going on.
Listen.
The devil. It's the devil. My mom is the devil.
The devil. You get up off of this airway. You hear me? Shoot.
Right.
We're talking good stuff here. This is a good conversation.
Exactly. Some good tea.
This is good tea, baby. Shoot.
But now, Miss Lyrica has slept with Safari. Now, I don't condone cheating, but I will say I'm not mad at her.
Listen, you know, I can't blame her neither, because these little boys nowadays, honey, they something else, you know?
Exactly.
I really was blown away. Like, wow, because they're a pretty couple. Like, they're a handsome couple to me. They're both pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
who pretty?
I mean, you know, sometimes you're getting on me. You know, you can't do women any kind of way. We get tired too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Y'all do.
We get tired, baby. And when we get tired, we know how to play it. Now, she thought she was going to get away with that, but, you know, it didn't happen. You know, some guys
run
don't
out.
Tell because they want some more, but evidently he didn't want no more, so he kept, he told, you know. But she
right.
did that.
It was so funny. It was so funny. Ray J told it. Well, not Ray, I'm sorry. Kate
Ray J
told it.
Set him up. He set him up, honey.
Yeah, Ray J set him up. But I said it. He was talking. I said, Ray J set him up. Ray J, big girl didn't tell Ray J nothing. You know,
okay.
He, you know, she said, Lyrica said.
Baby, Lyrica
oh
didn't say that she should.
She showed it.
But listen, that
word.
Thing is out there. I ain't mad at her, you know. Things
I
happen. I hope they
like,
stay in the relationship, though. I hope their marriage lasts. And he
right,
learned from this mistake.
I mean, it's just sex. It's just sex. Let's move on. All right, you did it.
Woo, baby, the tea on this, honey, is cute, let me tell you.
But tell me what, now, it kind of got too funny for me when, Kate Michelle caught herself arguing with her with an IV in her arm. I'm like, are y'all for real, Mona Scott? Really, we gonna do this?
Listen, right. And, you know, Kate Michelle went a little hard on her. You know, Kate Michelle got loud and, you know, she got a little,
yeah.
you know, lipstick on her, honey.
A little boisterous and not acting a fool, yeah.
All that.
But now she
but
is,
I like
yeah,
Kate Michelle. I really do like, I like her. I'm glad that she got her butt injections out. You know, that's a positive thing, you know, to show these girls that, you know, the things
yeah.
can't hurt and they can be dangerous. You know, that was brave of her to go through all those surgeries and all that pain to get rid of that. And she's a pretty girl already. She didn't need it, you know?
Now, I'll give her that. I'll give you that. She's cute. She is. I'm just.
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
yeah. She's cute.
Yeah.
She's cute. I can't take that from her. She's cute.
Right. Yeah. So she didn't need all that energy, all that butt injections and stuff, honey.
Right,
you know,
but you know, the industry, it pressures women, really. It pressures y'all.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Do this.
Listen, first thing is because you fat. Now they want you to have big booties. And it's like, okay, I got to go get big booties up in me. You know, in my day, it was just, oh, you got to lose some weight. You're a little bit too chubby. You know, when I was thick back in the day, they called me fat. Now thick today is the bomb. You feel me?
Right.
I thank God he gave me a real booty. Thank you, Jesus. But back when I first started with Snoop, them big booties wasn't out, baby. You know what I'm saying?
No. No,
so them
they
girls,
weren't.
You know, they couldn't find jeans for a size 14 or 12. You know, to them that was big.
Right.
Now today that's just beautiful, you know, and I think that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. It's great because
yeah.
you're going to be yourself. You ain't got to be
exactly.
starving. Trying to eat ice sandwiches.
Listen. Listen, okay? Mm-mm.
That's great. But Miss, yeah, Kay Michelle, yes. yeah. I'm a fan, yeah. I'm a fan. Yeah, she's cute. That's what I said. She's cute.
I'm a fan, too. I like her voice.
You like what?
I like Kay Michelle's voice.
Okay, now see, that's why I misled you. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of her voice. I just think she's a cute
you're
girl.
Not-
No,
aww,
no,
I think she has a cute little voice.
Oh, yeah, I misled you. I'm sorry. No, she can. She's a cute girl. Now, I wouldn't know if I can't take that from she's a cute girl. Yes.
Well, she's not a singer.
Ma'am.
She can sing, you know. She's not a singer, but she can sing. I'll put it that way. She's not Fantasia. She don't have the gift like that. But she can't push through a little, you know, to push through enough for herself.
Let me tell you
for
something.
For radio,
and,
you know.
Listen. So, I'm a firm believer that if your occupation says singer, that should be what you should do, from my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, that's, if you get paid to sing, then know how to sing. But see, a lot of these chicks today cannot. And it's like, they think pitch is something you do at a baseball game, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
the engineers make them sound really good. I'll put it that way.
They do. Now, I will say this: the only female that has come out within the last 5 years or two years that I like is the one, her.
Oh, her! Yes, I love. Yeah, her voice is dope.
Yeah,
and you know who else? Where them three girl singers? Oh my God. King. I love that group, King.
King?
The group called King.
Is that their I'm name, the three girls that sing?
What they look like?
They're very Afrocentric.
Oh
my
King.
Goodness.
He's a King. King, yes, baby.
I love that group. I think they are just awesome for the news
yeah,
of
can,
the
yeah.
2000 new millennium type thing, you know? I think they're
so
dope.
Right. They're very dope. Yes, you're right.
King,
her, yes. Dope, pure dope, yes. Speaking of pure dope,
yes.
Let's get into LaToya Williams.
oh, Lord.
That was tea time. Let's get into LaToya Williams here. Speaking of dope. So now, you say when you first came out, you like, big booties wasn't in. They said you were thick because you wasn't fat. Actually, I hate that about the industry. They're trying to give you all this image of white beauty. But you were not fat.
I was thick in all the right places, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes.
I made sure of that. At that time when I did start doing videos with Snoop and them, I was still singing on the road with Gladys Knight. So I was trying to manage my weight to make sure I was, you know, preparing myself for these videos and preparing myself for this hip-hop world coming from, you know, legends like Gladys Knight in the R&B world, you know? So,
right.
You know, I prepared myself for that. And at that time, I'm thinking, oh, I look cute. And they was like, oh, no, you're still a little thick. But one thing about Snoop was like, no, she ain't. We gonna keep her. And, yeah, she's going to go out just like she is, you know?
Yeah, good.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Okay. That's okay. I didn't know. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
so
I started with Gladys in 1997. I think I left in 2000. That's when you start seeing me with Snoop and then with Fallen Star and Looking At You, little videos with Warren G and all them. Yeah.
Right. So now how did you hook up with Snoop? That's a Snoop.
Honey, I had to sneak my way out of Gladys too. I had to, you know. But I met Gladys Knight through my godfather, Andrew Goucher. He's a big time bass player for the gospel world. And you know, back then and today, a lot of musicians from church plays for, you know, secular music, you know. And at the time, Gladys Knight needed a background singer. So I went to audition with her her musical director, was Benjamin Wright, and he asked me to sing something. I sung Amazing Grace, and he had tears in his eyes. He was like, you can sing your butt off, but you're too young. Like, you know, he was like, I'm not trying to babysit anybody on the Gladys Knight role. You know, we're like 30 and up, and you're just 20, 24, 25, you know? So I'm like, well, wow. Well, at the time, I was like 21, actually. So I'm like, wow, okay. So at the end of the day, 2 days later, he called me and he said, I need you to come get these cassette tapes. You know, back then they had cassette tapes in the late 90s, you know. And he was like, I need you to learn this whole show. I need you to sing soprano. I said, okay, great. 2 weeks later, I was on the road in Virginia with Gladys Knight. And that's how it happened.
Look at that. And that was a start to the issue. So you did come to the when I first heard you, I said, Snoop has got this chick out of somebody's church choir.
Exactly. Well, see, I started singing in church. I think my first radio song was gospel. I sang this song called Somebody Somewhere Pray for Me, which was written by Andrew Goucher's sister, Jackie Goucher. And that song played on the radio in 1994, 95, 96. So, you know, yeah, I started there. I started singing background with Yolanda Adams first. You know, that was my first background gig singing professionally. It was with Yolanda Adams. I remember it was me, Keisha Ely, Mary, and a couple of other girls. We were singing background for Yolanda Adams then. That had to be like in 91, 92. But, yeah, I was still in high school, like 14 years old, singing background for her. So, you know, after high school, I got three jobs. I think I worked at Casual Corner and Sizzler, 32nd Street Market, and I went on the Gladys Knight. You feel me?
That's a hustler right there.
Listen. Right. Okay, I said, this 9-to-5 stuff ain't for me. I need to sing, honey.
You, Keisha Ely, and Mary, that's a good thing.
Yes.
See,
yes,
all y'all
honey.
Sing. That's good.
Yes, we was at the Wishing Bell Theater.
It's a lot of background singers that just really, really sing.
Yes, honey, yes. And a lot of background singers start singing background and they go on to professional, you know, singing, you know, lead.
Yeah. Now,
I think if you're a good follower, you could be a good leader, you know.
I think it takes a good follower to be a good leader.
Exactly. Yes, honey.
So now, with you coming from the gospel world, there, were you comfortable with coming out with Susan M. by the Fallen Star?
Well, at that time, I was single with Gladys. I wasn't really singing in a choir anymore because I was on the road traveling a lot. You know, Gladys, she didn't do like tours. She did like spot dates, which means we were on the road 5 days out of a week in different states and cities and countries, you know? So singing in the choir, and I slowed down on that. So, you know, I still pay my tithes. I did that. I was affiliated with the church and paid my tithes and everything, but it wasn't that hard to transfer. I just knew that I wanted to do my own thing. I, you know, not so much tired of singing background, but I just wanted to be, you know, out in the open. I remember Gladys gave me an opportunity to open up her show. We had a big old show at MGM Grand for like 6 months. She was out there, and she asked me to open up her show. And I was like, wow, okay. And she asked me what I wanted to sing, and I told her. At that time, Faith Evans' Love Like This Before was out. And I was a big fan of Faith Evans. When I tell you, Faith Evans is like one of my favorite singers next to Aretha Franklin and Gladys. Let me tell you. And, I sung that. After that, I was like, man, I think I could do this. I really didn't. I had studio experience, you know, but working with Snoop taught me a whole other thing about that. But it wasn't that hard to transition. I mean, the church folk were a little bit uneasy at it. You know, even Gladys at one point. I remember singing on stage with Gladys, singing background. And I remember the makeup artist that was doing Gladys makeup, he came on the side of the stage. He was like, girl, your video with Snoop Dogg is out. I was like, girl, don't let Gladys see. Good, because I knew if Gladys saw, honey, she was either going to let me leave or she wasn't going to let me leave. You know, and I knew I couldn't have no subs to come in and out. She made that clear. So I'm like, I don't want to leave my background gig because I like this money, but I want to go sing with Snoop too, you know. So I try to keep it from Gladys. I try to keep it a secret, you know.
How did that work out?
That did not work out well, honey. Let me tell you. I kept it secret, and Gladys was like, you know, she told me I left on my birthday, and she was like, you know, just, you know, beware of wolves in sheep clothing. I remember she wrote this in a card that she gave me for my birthday. Told me to beware of wolves in sheep clothing because I was about to go experience a whole industry, and I'm not just singing. I'm not singing background. I'm going to the forefront, you know? So, I wasn't experienced in that. So she was just like, you know, beware. Make sure you handle your business. And I'm like, what business? What you talking about? I want to sing, you know? But I get it, baby. I get everything she said, that part.
Money. Handle your business.
Honey,
make sure that coin is right. Make sure they give you your coin.
Listen, honey. But I wanted that coin and Gladys' coin. I wanted both the coins. If I could do two, both at the same time, I would, you know? But I had to leave that. I had to leave because, you know, the traveling with Snoop, you know, was overriding the things I did with Gladys. And I had to go perform and do my own song, Fallen Star, you know?
Right.
So eventually I had to leave Gladys and go on with Snoop. Yeah, fulfill my obligation.
How did you get with Snoop?
Huh?
How did you get with Snoop? How did that come about?
My godfather, the same guy that hooked me up with Yolanda Adams and Gladys Knight. He was playing bass for a song for Nate Dogg and Warren G and M, and the producer Superfly from Dog Pound was looking for an artist, and we met up at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles with my godfather Andrew Boucher, and from there we linked up, started going to studio. I think I was working with Corrupt and Dad first, maybe for like a good 6 months before I even met Snoop Dogg, and that's how that happened.
Wow. Okay. And then after that, we started seeing you on like everybody's track.
Oh, when I say everybody, I mean, I wasn't turning no money down. Did you hear me?
Clearly. I love your versatility, because you have done, I Do It All with Busta. That's still one of my favorites because of you.
Yes.
And then you were the Busta, then you did Anthony Hamilton.
Yes, yeah.
I'm like, this girl is just all over.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, and so I tied it to, underrated and incredible, because your voice is it's incredible. It's distinct. We know it's you when we hear it. But you are one of the underrated sisters in the industry. I think you, Kiki Wyatt, and Selena Johnson are very top-notch singers, but you all are underrated.
Yes.
And
very underrated.
Why do you think that is? When I met you, you said that to me. You said I'm just so underrated. And I'm like, well, girl, I can't disagree with you. Now, I just want to know why.
Well, I honestly don't know. I think maybe because I didn't come out with an album with Snoop in them, or maybe people just couldn't get. I know Snoop and them would say that we don't know how to place you, we don't know how to put you, or where to put you, or how to bring you out, or whatever. So I think they had a lot to do with it.
Who said they don't know where to put you?
Well, that's the thing that Snoop and then would say, we're trying to figure out how to bring out Tori. How will we promote her album, because, she's a soulful singer singing hip-hop. How would they promote that, I got that a lot back in the day.
The same way they promoted Mary J.
listen, and to me, I just couldn't understand it. What do you mean? Just put me out there to sing, man. Put me on some good tracks y'all been doing, and let's keep it going. But that didn't happen. So I think that had a lot to do with it, not getting exposure that I really should have gotten.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
But you said,
But the Bible says your gift will make room for itself. So I'm just waiting on this gift to make room for itself,
No, listen, this upcoming album is going to make room. But you still have a huge following. People know who you are. We hear the Ballad of Jimmy Bones. I think his name is.
Oh, my.
We know who that is. We know who that is. Anthony Hamilton. What's the name of the song? Anthony Hamilton. My First Love.
My First
we
Love.
We know who that is. Yeah, we know who that is. And I Do It All. Listen here. When you start off, I Do It All. I Do It All, the first line.
Oh, yes, the church line, the church. I remember we recorded a song with Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre actually called me to come in and record for Buster. And Dr. Dre was like, "Tori, I just want you to go to church. I need you to do a hymn or something. Just go to church." So that's where that first line came from.
Because it did. I heard it. I didn't even know. I was just playing I was playing the album. I didn't know you were on it. I was playing Buster. I listened to Buster's CD. I was at work because at that time I was working at Blue Cross. So we could listen to music at our desk. So I got the CD going. And on the first line, I said, "He got LaToya Williams." As soon as I heard it.
Yes, that church, honey, that church, baby. Them boys, them hood boys tell me to go to church. I'm going to go to church. Because they knew that's what the background was. We can't take this church out of us. Let us just go to church,
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Now, you have some songs. Now, you have some songs recorded under your name, the Toy Will. But then you also have, some. So, you did the Watch Test, or you did Toy. Did you do that purposely?
Now, that right there, that was something that Superfly and them did. I don't know why they did that, because at the time, my nickname to them was Toy. They wouldn't call me LaToya. They'll call me Toy. So, I guess... with all the paperwork, something got mixed up, and they was like, "Oh, that's Toy," so they just put Toy on there,
Right. I'm like, "This was Toy." So I thought maybe you change your name for the industry or something or whatever. Okay.
No, I think that was mixed up with paperwork and them hurrying up to do last minute stuff, and instead of them asking what's her real name, "Oh, yes, that's Toy. We call her Toy," so put that out,
Right. You put it out there.
Yeah.
So now you do hip hop and everything. Are you a hip hop fan? Or do you just like the singing?
I am a hip hop fan. You know, but to be honest with you, when I did a song with Jay-Z, I honestly didn't know who Jay-Z was. You know, my thing was the West Coast hip hop. Like, you know, I was used to that. Like, I knew who Faith Evans was because I love singers and Biggie. But when they first said Jay-Z, I'm like, who is Jay-Z? You know? So right. I think I was a West Coast hip hop fan first.
Okay.
And then, you know, I graduated to the East Coast hip hop thing.
Right. And that's natural because you're a West Coast sister. So, yeah.
Right. And, you know, growing up in church, you know, I couldn't listen to hip hop, you know, Easy E and like that. I just listened to Gladys Knight and Jesus songs. So I, you know, my mama and grandmama wasn't playing that boo. You feel me? So,
my grandmother said, you ain't playing that devil, man. Devil,
honey, look, and I'm up there kicking it with the devil. Stop playing. Sing the songs with the devil people. Stop playing. But that's how, you know, our grandmothers thought. Like, you know, that ain't Jesus music.
Yeah.
You don't sing that. But, you know, I'm Jesus people. So I'm thinking, you know, God gave me a gift. I should be able to use it, you know, in the best way I can. Make money and make ends meet, you know. So that's what I did. Shoot.
I heard that. And you do it so well.
Thank you.
Now, your project now, so you have, let me take it back before I get to the new, what you're working on.
Okay.
Then you started. So you're independent now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Because you did a project, you did Cupcaking, which I love that EP. That's everything.
Oh, thank you. That was produced by Rick Rude. He's a great producer. He actually produced Destiny's Child, Cater to You. And a couple of other great songs I feel with Rodney Jerkins.
Okay, yeah, because it's a song on there. Now, you all that are listening, I'm not going to play it. But it's a song on this EP called Change. I need y'all to go find that, not this mental. Go find it and play that.
Yes, well, you know, I put Change on Blue Rose, actually, too.
Ooh, okay. Oh
yeah, I put Change on Blue Rose. I think a lot of people haven't heard it, so I'm thinking with this album they'll get a chance to hear it.
Oh, then they will hear it because I'm going to push the hell out of this album.
Thank you, my love.
It's soulful. I mean, you know, your voice is. You all okay? So right now, early today, her Jay, y'all who know Jay Ross, he is a music. He's like Dwayne Powell. He's just a walking music encyclopedia. He sent me this song.
He helped me a whole lot on this with promoting this project with me. He's a God's gift to me, honey. I appreciate him.
Yes, it's Jay Ross. He sent me this, and I'm listening to it. This song has ministered to my soul. You all are going to check it out. Save your love. Okay, well, let me ask you before we get to the song. Are you singing this to someone?
Well, it's actually a cover. It's a Nancy Wilson cover.
Well, thank you for enlightening me.
Yes. The reason why I recorded this song is because my grandfather, before he passed 10 years ago, he was like, you ever do an album, I want you to put this, do Save Your Love for Me, Nancy Wilson. You know, he said that was my grandmother and his love song. So I'm finally doing an album. And he said, you know, I'm going to put this out because, you know, that's one of my favorite songs. So I'm going to sing this song. And I found one of the guys that used to work with Gladys Knight named Jethro. He did strings for Gladys. And I asked him to come on and reproduce this song for me. And he did that for me. He did all the strings and all the musical things and all of that beauty.
Mm-hmm. So you are
the first cover
we've
ever done. Excuse me?
Yeah,
what'd you say?
I was telling the audience to go find the original. So, you know, you can check it out, you know, so we can all be up in the know. I need to check it out because I had no idea. But I will check it out because I know Nancy Wilson's style. So I'm sure you took this song and created it to be your own.
I sure did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Good. That's a Luther Vandross move, baby. Yeah, that was a
Luther
Vandross move right there.
You redo a song, you got to make sure you make it your own, you know? Even Gladys told me that, you know, don't sing it like me, sing it like you, you know? So yeah.
Singing how you feel. And then that's why I asked, were you singing to song? I'm like, you got to be feeling this. The way you put yourself into it. Yeah, y'all see, she feeling this. I felt
it. Well, you know, there's a couple of guys that crossed my mind when I sang this song. I'm just saying. You know, a couple of came across my mind. I had to put myself back in that mind frame. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Say your love for me. So I will play this song, you all. But before I play it, I'm going to say this is dedicated to you, my king. Because I know he listens. He always listens to my show.
Right.
This is dedicated to you. And I'm going to say I love you with everything I got. And listen to these lyrics.
Aww.
All right.
Aww.
All right, y'all. Save your love. Latoya Williams.
Yes.
Toya Williams, save your love for me. Baby, listen, if I wasn't in love, I would want to be in love.
Let me tell you. Baby, that song just, every time I hear it, I melt. I get stuck. You know? It's just so beautiful to me. The original version
is
beautiful. It's just a beautiful song. The lyrics are beautiful. It's just beautiful. It makes you want to fall in love, even if he's a bad guy. You know, you just want to be with his bad ass, you know?
Right. This is
right.
The way you execute the song, like if I wasn't in love, I would want to be in love after hearing that. But I don't want to put this out here right now. I'm putting this out here to the universe, and I put this out here to YouTube. If and when the king and I take that step of marriage, I need you there at the reception to sing this song.
I will be.
I need you there.
I will be.
Yes, and I need
to sing this song to you
there. This is what we're going to dance off of, with you singing it.
I know.
I got to have that happen. I got to have that happen, baby. That song is that I minister.
Thank you. I'm there. Thank you,
man.
You know what? This song, Save Your Love for Me, I'm putting this song out on the 18th of this month, Saturday.
Okay.
Which will be my second single, Save Your Love for Me. And it will be available everywhere. You can go get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, you know. So, yeah.
Yes. Now, y'all heard that. The 18th, that single will be out. So, now the project, now let's talk about the project. Because the project is titled Blue Rose. The Blue Rose, what was the title come from?
You know, honestly, I woke up one morning and I'm like, you know what? I have all these songs that I've done with so many. I have at least 100 songs I've done with between 10 producers. And I was like, you know, I need to bring out these people an album because people are making their own albums off of the hooks I've done, you know? So I'm like, I need to come out with an album. I'm thinking, what can I call it? You know, I was trying to, you know, step out the box. I didn't know that Tyrese had an album out at that time called Black Rose. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe you can call it Blue Rose because red roses are very popular. So I'm thinking, well, blue rose would sound really nice. So, yeah, that's where it came from. I just woke up one day and me and my uncle chopped it up in the house. I'm like, hey, I should do an album called Blue Roses. And he was like, no, just make it one rose, Blue Rose. I'm like, yeah, that sounds cute. So there you go. You know, Jesus hooked me up with some
Blue Rose.
Yeah, that's what it is, Blue Rose.
So now, the feel. What's the feel of this album going to be? Is it like this Save Your Love and the Adventures Love? Y'all, we're going to hear Adventures Love too. But so is it all love songs? Is it?
It's not all. Well, you know, not all. They're not all love songs. You know, it's not really. It's a little hip hop back like feel to them, but it's pretty much R&B. You know, the tracks might have a little hip hop to them, but it's strictly, you know, R&B. I took a whole nother route on this album. I just wanted to be comfortable in who I am as a singer. And I've always wanted to be an R&B singer, even though hip hop embraced me and I appreciate it and I love hip hop. But, you know, I want to show people on this album that I could sing a whole song. I just don't sing hooks. And I want to be versatile with that. So that's why, you know, Vintage Love is kind of hip hop. And I hit you with Save Your Love for Me. That's kind of classical jazz. And then I have another song on this album called One Call that will remind you of something like Lou Rawls or something, you know. So I try to hit all categories of what music I grew up with and, you know, music that people know me from, you know. So I try to put all that together. Yeah.
Because I heard you said you like Aretha and Gladys. And it's funny that you say Aretha because when I first heard Fallin' Star, I said, she giving me old school Aretha. You know, when Aretha was doing back in the 70s, the Sparkle soundtrack, she giving me that feel.
Yeah.
That's the feel you gave with Fallin' Star. Okay.
That's the only feel I know is Aretha Franklin, you know? And
Gladys Knight,
Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, back then Chaka Khan, Anita Baker, Luther Vandross, even Johnny Taylor, Bobby Blue Bland. You know, I grew up on that with mama playing cards and, you know, family reunions. You know, I grew up on that kind of soul music, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, today
I'll say that's what you
give. Yeah, you know,
that's what you give.
That's all I know, baby. I like the Faith Evans. I like the Mary J. Blige. I like her. I like King, Fantasia. Who else is out there that I really like?
You like singers.
I like singers. I really do. And you know, there's some singers out there that I like too. That's not really singers. There's some singers out there that have really good material. You know, so. Yeah, like K. Michelle, you know. What's this Boot Up song, the Boot Up song? I like that song. Yeah.
I love that song. Oh, my God, I love that song.
Yes. I know a lot of people get tired of it, but that's when you know you have a hit song when people are getting tired of hearing it. Like the Kiki song. People getting tired of hearing it, but that's what it's supposed. You're supposed to get tired of hearing it. That means they're getting them coins, honey, you know? That part.
Exactly. But But as far as the Kiki song, now, with me personally, I just don't like it. But the only the version that I play is Kiki Wyatt's response to it. Now, that I play all day.
Oh. Now, I haven't heard that version.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Check it
yes.
out. YouTube it. Yeah, YouTube it.
Yes.
She gave response. Now, that I play all day.
All right.
Yeah. Now, everybody's names I love, everybody throw in, as far as singers, everybody, you name my absolute favorite, Sokka. But now you throw in add Layla Hathaway, add yourself, add Kelly Price, add Kiki Wyatt.
Yes, you're so right. Like, you know, the Faith Evans and the Mary J come right out of my mouth because, you know, of me working with Gladys back in the day and you know, just having those songs in my radio, you know, in my
right.
CD player. I wore that Faith Evans CD out, honey, you know.
Man, that's classic.
Yeah.
I still play that out. That is classic.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
That's
I just love her
voice. R&B.
Yes, it is. And they need to come back with that, you know. You know, R&B
yes.
need to come back and step up, you know.
That's,
good music never dies, you know.
Maybe this will be the resurgence we need, Blue Rose. Maybe this will be it.
Now, what
would the hope, the entire, now when will Blue Rose, the project, when is it coming out?
Well, I'm thinking September. You know, my hold up right now was some of the songs had, what you call, samples on them. Some of the music in the production, so we was waiting for those to kind of clear. But I think I'm just going to drop those songs because it's taking too long, you know, and I don't want to hold my album up for that. So I'm thinking September, and that's it.
Well, now, you dropped some songs. I mean, you got requests. So, you said you did 100 songs. So my God, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know, so I just.
Out of the 100 songs, how many are going to be on the album?
8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8. So I know, right? 8 songs. You know, it's kind of difficult, you know. Some producers don't want to release certain things, you know, they want to hold on. So, you know, I have to keep moving on. So I work with producers that want to work with me. I work with the Avila brothers, and they've helped a lot on this project. I actually have them up as producers of this project because they just gave me a whole bunch of tracks to write to and listen to and, you know, let me have my way. So, yeah, I think Avila brothers produced 4 songs on this album, and I produced 4. So, yeah.
Okay, so now you singing, you producing. Come on.
Oh, listen, I produce my vocals. Yes, honey. You know, I produce
Come
my
on,
vocals.
Produce.
I produce some of the arrangements on the album. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get
I need
that
those
producing.
Yeah,
get that producer coin. Get that producer coin.
Come on, baby.
Coin. Yeah.
Yes, baby. Yes.
For all you singers out there, it's about more than singing. You got to, like Gladys Tua, make sure you handle your business. Look out for Wilson Q Clothing. And when you get that production and writing coin, that's a totally separate coin to sing it.
Exactly. And, you know, working with Snoop, I wasn't able to write none of those songs, you know. So on this album and everything else I did after Snoop and Superfly Production, I made sure that I wrote or co-wrote on everything on this album, you know. That was my main goal. Yeah.
That's a fuck, right. Because you want to make sure it's in it. I thought I had it totally wrong. I thought you had wrote Fallen Star.
Oh, no. Superfly wrote all those songs I did with Snoop. I mean, all of them.
Oh,
Jimmy Bone, Every Time We Make Love, Fallen Star, Looking At You. Yeah. He's a great writer and a producer.
Yeah. All of those are great songs.
Yes, I blessed them, and I blessed them really well. They got coins off of them songs, you hear me?
Right. Yes, you did, because your vocals are flawless on every single one of those songs.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah. Listen, honey, I was just excited that, you know, gangster rappers wanted to, you know, do stuff like that with me, you know, that's all.
Mm-hmm. That was good. That was a great. Actually, it was a great move, and it was like the perfect blend.
Yeah.
Because you got these hardcore rappers, and you come in. Right.
Yeah.
These folks weren't expecting that good soulful hit them with the good soulful sound.
Yes, honey. It, you know, the soul always works. You hear me?
It does. Right. Because, see, for that, like, speaking of single hook, I did not know for a minute that when Kelly Price first came out, that she was the same chick who had the hook for Mace. What was it?
Yes.
No problem. Because it's like they kind of sort of took the soul out, right, of her voice.
Yeah.
And then when I heard her, man, I'm like, that's the same chick.
Well, you know, that's the professional in her, because some songs, you don't need all that soul. You know, that's the beauty of being of a singer. You know how to tone it up
right.
And tone it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, yeah, every song needs to be toned. Yes. And it worked for her, you know?
Yeah, very much so.
Yes, it did.
Very much so. So when she came out her own stuff, baby, that's when she hit you with the bam.
That's right there, as she should. Yes,
right.
That girl can sing her bell.
Yeah, see, I like songs like her first album. I like that, you know, like Fallen Star. I love songs like that because, like, even if you all made them songs back then, you can still bump them today, and it sounds just as good as anything out now. That's classic.
That is
like Soul of Woman. Yeah, her project, her debut project, Soul of Woman, it turned 20 years old on yesterday. I'm like,
man,
I'm getting old. What the hell?
Wow. And it's still classic.
Exactly. You still put the whole album on just rad.
Yeah.
And like Fallen Star is almost 20. Almost.
You're right about
you
it.
You can still bump that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about it, honey.
I love it. See, and that's what, and like you said, the industry needs to embrace the soulful singing again because that's why it's classic. Because the soul
exactly.
is put into it.
Exactly. The soul, the time, the emotion, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a classic song. You know, you have to make it believable to people. They have to feel exactly
right.
what you're saying, you know? That's the beauty of
exactly.
being an artist.
Yes, and you make because you all draw us in for what you're singing. At least
exactly.
I feel you're supposed to. You do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're supposed to pull us in. Pull me into the
exactly.
story, you know. Because like I said, when you're singing this song, say, you know, that's why I say, who are you singing to? Because like, you got
right.
to be in love the way you're executing the song.
Exactly.
There is a man that has your heart in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it wasn't. But, you know, I had to make you believe that.
Exactly.
So, that's the beauty of being an artist. It's like we're like actors when we get to that studio and in that mic, you know? It's a gift.
Acting, but just great acting, great singing. Yeah, so you did your job, right?
Thank you.
You pulled me in, I'm here, I'm there, you know? And I'm very serious when I say I need you at my wedding to sing that song.
And I will be there. I promise you. I got you, boo. I got you. You hear me? Me and James
yeah.
are going to be right there with you, baby. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
Yes,
I'm holding you to it. And my new stage, and y'all don't know, this is my new stage partner, too. We met at James' party officially. But of course, you know, I always knew who she was, but I officially met her at James' party. And we got to play
yes,
stage together. But
yes,
honey.
Know.
Right. Yeah, y'all play Bones, man. You gonna have to teach me that.
Look, I just learned. You know, Martell taught me half the way. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I love how he was in that coach when we play at face, man. This is what you do.
Maybe because that space is tricky, honey. That space
like
is
said,
tricky.
My mama taught me, because my whole family, that's what we do, because God.
Right.
And as a child, my mama taught me to stay. She taught me to stay in beard weaves. Now, I don't forget beard weaves. But
oh,
stay,
y'all know how to
yeah,
love
I
yeah.
can all day long.
Yeah.
Stay.
Baby, that's a tricky
that's
game.
Nice.
You really got to know what you're doing with that, especially playing partners. Oh, my God. I think I lost at least 10 games, and it was because of Martell. I had two on me, you know?
I was cracking up.
Oh my God!
She's learning. Now, let me tell you about me. Ordinarily, Yeah. Now, if you were somebody that knew what you was doing, and when you had reneged, girl, we would have turned that place out.
I know, right? Baby, when I say people take the stage serious, y'all take that thing serious. You hear me? Don't sit in that chair unless you know what you're really doing. That part.
That's me. I'll be like, okay, I got to tone it down. If I'm out, then I had a friend tell me one time, like, it's a card game. I'm like, shut up.
It's serious.
You don't understand. Right. Like I said, my family, my whole family, that's how we are. We love card games. My whole thing, I love when we get together. We will play spades all damn day and talk shit.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I love to do. I love to talk shit, have a good cocktail, and play some spades.
Listen, okay? Give me some of that.
That's a fun night.
And I'm
right. That's a fun night for me. When Jay was having a party, I know that's what Jay likes to do as well. Hell yeah, I'm there. Yeah. I know I'm going to have a good time in one of Jay's parties. Yeah, I'm going to have a great time. Yes, let's do this.
Exactly.
And play some good music. Jay can always have the music going. Yeah, I just like the grown folks. The grown in the
grown.
Front, they had what I call it, the children music, and that's good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just sit back to the grown folks music.
You see, he escorted me right up onto the grown folks side, too. He said, this is where you're supposed to be okay. He sure did. He said, this is where you're going to be right here. I said, yes. Like, this is my kind of music, you know?
Right. This is right here. Let's get it in, get it together. So now she said, Blue Rose comes out in September.
Yes.
The single Say Your Love comes out August 18th, which is Saturday.
And also, Vintage Love is already out. We promoted Vintage Love since January, so that's out too. That was the first single.
Vintage Love, you all. Now, okay, Vintage Love. So before I play it, let's get into it. Vintage Love. What are you talking about in the song? Okay, what is the song about?
The song is about, trying to find love that you would find back in the day. You know, when men would open the door for you. You know, they were hold your hand in public, you know, pretty much saying, I need a vintage love. Where are the vintage lovers? Where are the ones that, you know, would open the door and, you know, walk you to your car, you know what I'm saying? Buy a meal instead of us going half on a meal. You know what I'm saying? Where are the men? That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Now, I just thought, I didn't know the streets was going through that. I knew the gay community. I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened. But back in the 90s, yeah, back in the 90s, you met men who were gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, did they think, you know. But nowadays,
Listen. I remember I had to tell a man, like, you know, are you going to open my door for me, or do I have to open my, are you my homeboy, or are someone I'm dating? Which one is it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Crazy. Because if I have to open my door, then we ain't lovers, boo.
Well, we're kicking it.
You know? So it's pretty much saying, you know, is chivalry dead? Is, you know, where are these lovers at? Where are the, you know, the real men? Where are the men that really cater to a woman? You know what I'm saying? That caters to, you know, holding your hand, paying for the bill. You know, why I got to go half on the bill? Why you just can't pay for the whole bill? You know? Things like
that. Y'all hear this, brother. She asked me, where the hell y'all at?
Where y'all at? I know y'all out there somewhere, but where y'all at? I don't know. You know?
Yeah,
I think that whole
y'all want to go ham. On a Big Mac meal, you want to go ham. Stop it.
Listen, okay? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Where's the vintage lovers at? You know, where the old school vintage lovers at?
Well, let's get into that right now. Let's play Vintage Love. All right, y'all.
All
right. Right here. Tori Williams with Vintage Love.
Yes, sir.
Chivalry, if you just have to get with me. them old 60s, 50s movies. The men would be dressed so nice. Yeah. They would open the doors for the ladies. Lay out their coats in the rain. Not a lot of gentlemen like that anymore. But have they gone?
All the brothers really did that track. They worked that track out. I met them at Exhibit Studio, and they just so happened to say, hey, we did a track, you know, with you in mind. We want you to listen to it, and there you go. There you go. That's how it started.
It worked out. It worked out. Right
on my...
Yeah, the track is hot. The lyrics are hot. Yeah. I'm digging it. That's hot.
It's
a vintage love.
Yes. I'll get one day.
I love it. Yeah, Troy, thank you so much for being here on today.
Thank you.
So now you are officially a friend of the show.
Yes.
And you are welcome back anytime. So while I was sitting here listening to Vintage Love, I had a thought, speaking of you coming back to the show, because you said your project is due out of September. Can we do a listening party here at Talking Shit?
Oh, yeah. Of course we can. Yes, we can. Yeah. That would be great. Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So, honey, I'm a friend and a solid fan. So, yes.
We're going to have fun. We're going to play spades and dominoes and listen to music. Yes, honey. Let's do it. Let's make it a kickback party.
Yes,
something I'm used to doing. I'm down for that. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna call Jay when I get off this phone. When I get off this interview, I'm calling Jay, honey. We're gonna get this together.
Now we can do that, baby. And what we can do is we can go to have old school a vintage love, baby. Same thing, we can have a vintage as you said, party. We can go somewhere, have a backyard or something. And let's do this.
Yes. Let's work it out. I'm serious. I'm down for that.
I am with you.
I need that.
So you all, y'all heard it. We're going to do a Talk of Shit Live on the Toy Women. We're going to have a listening party for Blue Rose. It'll be next month. We're going to work out the details. I'll get it to you all.
Yes.
And also, we're coming in October. I'm going to do a Mellow Mood show. It came about last week I did a show. It was, everything was dedicated to the 90s. So I played all 90s music. And so somebody was like, you should do a Mellow Mood show. And I'm like, okay, let me think about it. So I thought about 3 years. So that's going to come up in October. Baby, I can't wait to play Save Your Love for the Mellow Mood show.
Let's do it. I'm there for that one too, boo.
Oh, y'all heard it here. We all set.
Yeah.
So next month,
baby,
we're going to do the next month we're going to do the Blue Rose party. And then in October, we're going to do the Mellow Mood show. Latoya, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. And thank you
bye,
all
everybody.
For listening.
Thank you.
Now, next week, there will not be a Talk of Shit show. I will be out of town at the King. So next week, there will be no show. And then the following Sunday, I'll be back. But you all take care. I love you all. Stay blessed. All right, Victoria, love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye, y'all.